Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode of Unwell is brought to you by The Amelia Project. Have you ever daydreamed about disappearing and starting over? What if there was a company that provided just that service? Welcome to the comedy fiction podcast, The Amelia Project, a show about a secret death-faking agency. In each episode, you'll hear a new client being interviewed and the dilemmas that bring them to the death-faking agency. They're in turn funny, thought-provoking, or downright surreal. It's just such a delightful premise. We think you'll really enjoy it. You can find The Amelia Project wherever you listen to podcasts, and stick around for a trailer for The Amelia Project at the end of this episode.
Hey there, this is Eleanor, executive producer of Unwell. Did you know that we have Unwell merch? You can find it at our website. You can find merch from the 75th annual Mount Absalom Celery Festival with this really beautiful and yet slightly creepy image of a celeric root. I'm really into it. There are coffee mugs with Abby's rules for small talk in the morning, which basically boil down to don't do it. And there are a couple of really cool interpretations of our show art so that you can go represent Unwell as you're like walking around in real life. We are super proud of all of this merch and we think you'll like it too. So you can head on over to our website at unwellpodcast.com and check it all out. Again, that's our website at unwellpodcast.com.
Welcome to D'Souza's Home of Delicious. Would you like to sample any of our ice creams?
Could I try?
Hey, Maureen, what's the difference between sherbet and ice cream? I've always wondered.
Okay, aside from everything, sherbet is definitely more fruit-forward.
All right, Jamie, what are you going to get?
I can't decide. What are you going to get, Lily?
Cookie dough or, peanut butter cup. I remember that being good.
Dad always gets peanut butter cup.
It is very good.
Dad, I think we should get blue raspberry today because if it spills on your shirt, it's fine because it's already blue.
You got a smart kid here, Chester.
I do.
Thanks for asking me to get ice cream, Jamie.
Well, it's because I like you and I like ice cream. I guess all these other people like ice cream too.
Yeah, maybe next time let's not go on opening day.
Why is it opening day?
Because Maureen doesn't sell ice cream in the winter.
Why?
It's not too much fun to eat ice cream when it's cold out.
Yeah, it's because then your whole body would freeze.
And you'd have to walk around like, my teeth are frozen shut. How will I eat my ice cream?
Chester!
Rudy! Oh, the end of the line is actually outside.
What's Hazel planning to do with Silas?
But you must try the rum raisin.
Sorry. I was in August Hall just now, doing some research.
Research?
And Hazel told me...
It's someone who told me, and she was her dad, Will, you got me?
There go the clouds, here comes the sun. There. You're melted.
Whew, that was close. I thought I was frozen forever.
And Hazel said, don't worry about Silas. He will soon be brought to heal.
What's brought to heal?
Jamie, why don't we make a maze? Hold our place in line, Chester.
So, her plan is to try and control Silas?
Yes.
No.
Here, Jamie, let's sit here and we'll... On this napkin. Here's a pin.
Thanks.
I'll be right back.
Okay. So here's the star.
We have one chance to deal with Silas. One.
Lower your voice.
Chester, what exactly is her plan?
Well.
And the rock throws
go. Ah, I got hit by a rock!
Looks great, Jane.
Chester.
Yes. First, a mixture of deep water and the iridescent mineral from the bottling works.
Of course, that's what she stole.
Hazel believes it's valuable.
Iridescent mineral from the... This the same compound from the chapel?
What?
Lily, you were the one lowered into it.
Oh, dang. It probably is the same thing.
And then there are some evers. Lily, look, I draw some evers.
That's so cool.
Evers are a little evil, but a little bit not. They're really hairy. Gotta draw some more hair.
Okay, so she's watering the stones. That it?
Second, one takes this water stone mixture and submerges the bell pull.
Bell pull.
What's this bell pull?
It's the rope they use to ring the bell above the former chapel.
You're laying way too much new stuff on us, Chester.
You found the original bell pull from Silas's chapel?
Lying in plain sight, as it were. Hazel found it coiled up in the basement of the observatory.
The good rope! We used it to lower you down!
Oh my god, so that was, what, 300-year-old rope?
Pretty good rope.
Oh, okay. Water the stones, sound the bell, then...
Last, simply a matter of taking the infused bell cord, setting the snare, and proceeding to...
Tighten the rope.
Oh, I never got to draw one thing.
I think it looks great, Jamie.
It needs one thing.
Chester, this plan is not going to work.
I fear it will. Hazel spent her life studying the lore, and she's not one for mistakes.
What happens after she ties him up?
Her aim is not containment, but a harnessing.
So now we get a Lady Silas? How is that fixing things?
The ramifications have not been thought through. Hey, Jame, can we use our indoor voice?
Sorry. Okay, sorry.
It's okay.
All this plan is going to do is make Silas angry and give him the justification he needs to do terrible things to this town.
Yeah, it's really risky. I'm honestly thinking maybe the smartest thing to do right now is nothing.
I'm not doing nothing.
For now. Rudy, look, nothing actually that bad has happened.
Oh, no.
It hasn't.
The wolves?
No one's actually been bitten.
The bottling works, Lillian?
See, exactly. The bottling works thing was horrible and so messed up, but no one actually got hurt. It's way too risky to be aggressive with Silas, but we might be able to eventually convince him that it's in his best interest to leave.
Jamie?
Where'd he go?
Jamie,
where is he?
Is there a lost kid?
Jamie?
Jamie,
come out, wherever you are.
He's not here.
Jamie, if you're playing hide and seek, you win.
I checked the front. No one saw him.
He's not here.
Jamie? Hey, Jamie!
Jamie!
Stop screaming. He's somewhere else.
Where is he?
He's safe.
What?
Perfectly safe. The town takes care of its own.
Chester.
I assure you he's not in danger.
Chester, I don't know if that's true.
Merely a question of which safe location he was taken to, but he is safe.
Okay. I'm going to go find him, and I'll call you once I do, okay?
That's fine. I may go to the August Hall, ask Grandpa where he is, save us some trouble.
Cool. Do that.
Chester, let's go.
Yes.
I'll drive.
No, I'll drive. I'm just here.
Okay. Fuck.
Fenwood House, this is...
Wes. Get over here. Back up to D'Souza's.
Okay.
Ah! I think Silas took Jamie.
Lulu, it's Chet.
Got a light coming up.
As calmly as you can, go home and search the house. Jamie is...
Chester, stop!
I don't know where Jamie is at the moment. Love you. There is a chance he was deposited at home. There is... Rudy, a history of this happening in Mount Absalom. Someone's in a dangerous situation, and they are taken out of it and put somewhere safe. Stories of people saved, waking up in trees during floods, many stories.
Chester, don't you think it's possible that Silas has taken him?
That would not have been allowed. But a little clarity is needed, so to the August Hall we go.
Lots of things have happened recently that should not have been allowed.
All will be explained at the hall.
Chester, it's a green light.
Yes, I...
Chester?
There's a faster way, but I forget it.
What?
A shortcut to the hall. It's a... I'm sorry. I was attempting a shortcut to the hall, and I'm afraid I'm having trouble focusing. Let me see.
Chester.
Left! It's left.
Why would Silas take him?
I don't know. Send a signal.
Lily, are you sure you looked everywhere in D'Souza's?
Yes, car's this way.
Under the tables?
Wes, he's not there.
Just checking.
Where is my car?
Lily, I think I should just meet you at the woods.
No, run with me and scare away the wolves by town hall.
Should we call Dot?
Why?
I know she hates Chester, but a lost kid? She'd want to help.
We'll call her when we find him.
You should have parked closer.
These spots weren't free earlier. Didn't realize what an event the D'Souza de Spring opening was.
Oh my goodness, yes, I remember.
Wes.
What?
The wolves are gone.
Where'd they go?
You tell me, Wes, where'd they go?
What?
You and the wolves, man. There's something there. It's like you guys are kind of the same.
I think we're both echoes. Sometimes I think we're sensitive to the emotions of other echoes, like we're radios tuned to the same frequency or something.
Okay. So how are the wolves feeling?
Calm?
Calm?
Yeah. Oddly calm.
Good, I guess. Oh, there's the car. Let's go. Also, sorry about what I said the other day about leaving.
That's okay. Sorry, too. We were mad.
Yeah. Things have been stressful. Oh, my God.
Paradise spared lanes and billiards.
What?
Grand opening.
This definitely wasn't here when I parked.
I don't like this place. It smells sour.
Silas has got to be behind this. Let's go. Wes, let's go!
Okay. What's wrong with the floor?
Yeah, that happens when you spill a beer and don't mop it up.
Ugh. You creamed those pins, Patty!
Hey, you said we're going for pinks, so let's go for pinks.
Lily, there are no bars in Mount Absalom.
Well, Silas just opened one. Knew it. There he is. Reverend Lodge!
Lillian!
Reverend Lodge. Wolves are calm?
Very calm.
I'm trusting you.
I know.
This your place, Reverend?
It is.
I'll ask if anyone's seen Jamie.
Great, thanks.
Might I pour you something, Lillian? A barn burner, perhaps?
So, why a bar slash bowling alley?
There was a thought it would make people happy.
Excuse me? Have you seen this little boy?
Here you are.
Ooh, look who drove in from Squares. Beat it, Daddy.
This is nice. I see you've moved past persimmon brandy.
I have. I've a full range of options for my discerning guests and a sympathetic ear for those in need.
Good, because that's me.
Excuse me, I'm looking for this little boy.
You know, Reverend Lodge, I have been so lucky to live in Mount Absalom for the last few months.
It is a most fortuitous place.
But something happened today. A kid went missing.
Excuse me, a kid's gone missing? Jamie Warren?
Ain't seen him.
Ah, the child!
Yes, where is he? It's not really funny. A lot of people are worried about him. His dad, his...
Chester Warren. The delp shit, as you say. Naughty.
Look, Jamie means a lot to me.
Why?
I just think he's funny. So if you could just tell me where he is, that'd be great.
Now, Lillian, I wouldn't want to spoil the fun, would I?
It must be ready now.
It's not. Chester, you're going to let the steam out early again. Chester.
It's ready.
Hold on, I got to open up that pitch pipe out.
Greetings. I wish to speak to those who have gone before. Request is granted. I summon the spirit of Arthur Warren. Grandpa, where is Jamie? Rudy, quickly.
That's D and F, which means... Moment. That's house and many. Many houses. A community? The town!
Yes. You've always taken care of your own. In thy hale and verdant arms, we have everything we need. In turn, we are respectful, we follow the signs, we rejoice in our safety. Where is he? James Lewin Warren, my son, where is he? Please, he's a child.
G, that's ladder, or sorry, or love, a connection between two things.
Yes, the town loves us, the town takes care of us. Tell me where he is now, tell me.
C and D. House and rock. Oh, safe! He's safe.
I understand. He's safe.
Added a G. That's, wind, also future, eternity. Oh, always safe.
I would like to know where he is. Please, can you do that?
Yes.
Then tell me.
F sharp happens U, then E flat, C, F, strong desire, happiness? No, that's not right.
I need to be grateful.
Yes!
But I am grateful. I'm nothing but grateful for this place. I have labored my whole life, as have my father, as have you, my grandfather, as have my great-grandmother, all in service to thy hale and verdant arms, and my son is taken, and you are silent. How dare you?
C-sharp and F. Wilting, sunset, fading, dark.
You know where he is. Tell me. Where is my son? Tell me. Tell me. He's lost.
Reverend Lodge, please, just tell me where the kid is.
Allow me first to explain that it was in the spirit of levity that—
Where is Jamie?
Respect me or reap the consequences.
That's a shitty thing to say to a friend, don't you think?
It simply pains me that you dismissed an attempt at fun. I thought you all liked riddles and puzzles and games, that it made you happy. You cannot fault the attempt.
Come on, man. You gotta know no one would like this.
The child does. After all, he made it himself.
Is Jamie in the maze? His maze, the one he made?
What child hasn't dreamed of such a thing?
Oh, wow. Okay, so where is he? What is that at the end? Castle? Is he at Town Hall?
Oh, no. His path was a touch more winding.
Lily.
Wes, hold on. Secret exit.
Indeed.
What are those fuzzy triangle things? Oh, yeah, those are the Evers. They're evil and hairy and like to eat your arm.
Lily.
What?
The wolves are angry.
Is Jamie with the wolves?
I disagree with the child's description. The wolves are not evil, just fickle.
Where is he?
The child is on the witch's altar.
Wes?
I'm going.
And the wolves?
They surround him.
Call them off.
Impossible.
Call off the wolves, Silas.
They are not my wolves.
What now?
We search the town. The woods. Call Sheriff Joshi. So much time lost.
Let's go. Chester!
I can't.
Yes?
Jamie's at the witch's altar. I'm on my way. Meet me there.
Thank you. Thy hale and verdant arms provideth.
Is he okay?
Rudy, hurry!
Run!
Shoot! Shoot! Get away!
Wes!
Lily, don't shout!
Be quiet. It scares them.
Jamie?
I said don't shout.
I'll bring her up. Hey, Lily.
Is he okay?
Yeah.
Lily, come meet my new friend.
Okay. Lot of wolves.
Yep.
Almost there. Careful not to step on the wolf tail. They do not like that.
Okay.
Want to boost onto the rock?
No, I got it. Nope. Boost would be good. Boost, please. Thanks, Wes. Jamie.
That was good climbing.
Come here, little man. Big hug!
Ah, you're squishing me!
You okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. It was crazy.
How'd you make it through all the wolves?
Well, first it was okay because they were asleep.
They were asleep?
Yeah, but then I fell on one.
Oh my god.
It was just an accident, but then they wanted to bite me, so I climbed this big rock. And then I said to the wolf, you better not eat me. And then there were a lot of them. And then they were all trying to bite me. And then I just yelled, even though I was scared. I guess I was kind of brave. And I said, you wolves look ridiculous. You can't even bite me. And that made them even more mad. But then Joey said...
Joey.
And then I said, shoo. And they eased up.
Joey? Where is she?
She's just hiding. We're playing hide and seek. Because Joey said I'm going to get rescued too. There she is!
Joey.
She's my friend.
Hi, Lily.
Hi.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Excuse me?
Look the
excuse
same.
Me.
You super
Lily,
do not.
Excuse me.
You got really old.
Excuse me.
Yes, Jamie?
I know I was just a little bit bad. Can we still get ice cream, even though I was a little bit bad?
Jamie!
Dad!
I'll get him.
Jamie!
I'm up here!
They're feisty today. You think you're scary?
Jamie, I'm coming!
Mr. Warren, wait! He's gonna get chomped.
Jamie!
Shoo! Go away!
Dad, I'm right here!
Jamie! Jamie, stay there!
Let me pull you up.
Jamie, are you... Is everything... Oh, Jamie.
Hi, Dad. I'm gonna give you an extra long hug.
You're okay?
Yep.
How did you get here?
Oh, well, I guess I'm sorry for leaving by myself, but there was a tunnel.
In the ice cream shop?
Yeah, and I knew it was from my maze, and I was right. It led directly to the secret exit.
You went through a strange tunnel by yourself.
Well, yeah.
Without telling a grown-up.
I'm sorry.
James Lewin Warren, you must listen to me very carefully.
Dad, you not use your angry voice.
You must listen to me.
It's okay, Dad. I was safe. Joey scared away the wolves.
Never leave me.
It's okay, Dad. It's okay. Please, don't be sad.
Oh, my little Jamie.
Can I still have ice cream? Or was I too bad?
You can have ice cream. Right. Let's get to the cars. Rudy is waiting.
I'll guide you out. Scram, wolfies! Look at them, with their stupid tails between their stupid legs.
Why are they leaving?
Party's over.
They look sad.
Yeah, because they couldn't eat kid for dinner.
Yeah, no kid for dinner. Just other meat and stuff.
Chester, what should we...
Not now. Wait for Rudy.
Jamie! Looking good.
Hi, Rudy. Oh, Joey, wait. Are you going to get ice cream with us?
I'm good. You kids have fun.
Jamie, let's just get you in the car.
Okay.
Wes, could you sit with him?
Sure. So, Jamie, what kind of ice cream do you want to get?
I don't know. I think I might get blue raspberry.
Well.
Kid's okay?
He's fine.
How'd you know the kid was here?
Silas.
How did he know?
He put him there.
Well, Silas didn't actually, like, physically kidnap him. There was just a tunnel that opened up.
He put a mysterious tunnel in front of a 5-year-old? Let's not split hairs here. Silas is responsible.
That's fair. And he laughed when I asked him about it, so...
Man's got to go.
Silas always had to go. But I don't know how we're...
I'm calling a town meeting. We must find a way to get him out.
Not sure a town meeting's the way to solve this.
It's a start.
Yeah, there's been a lot of starts of maybe this will be relevant to our problems. Or, ooh, here's an interesting little twist, a little new idea. Oh, here's another one. Time to fast forward to the end.
Being deliberate is a mark of prudence.
You're afraid when we get to the end that you won't like what you see. But I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Chester?
I'm not afraid.
If no one's afraid, then what's the problem?
Okay, we've decided on our ice cream.
Let's see how the town meeting goes. And what's the ice cream verdict, friends?
I'm getting Rocky Road.
And I'm getting Blue Raspberry. What are you gonna get, Rudy?
Oh, I don't think I have time for ice cream, little man. I have to do some work.
Everything look good?
Mine looks so good.
Amazing!
Amazing!
I might fetch some more napkins. Oh, and water. Anyone want water?
Me!
Me too.
Definitely me.
I'll help you carry them.
Thanks, Wes.
Thanks, Dad.
Water will help with the brain freeze.
I know why, because water in the pipes make it not freeze.
Sure.
Mine looks so good, and yours also looks so good.
Thanks.
Hey, Lily?
Yeah?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting cow. classic.
Now you say one.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cash.
Cash who?
No thanks, I prefer peanuts.
That's actually a funny one because there's a peanut named Cashew.
Yeah. Jamie, we're going to keep you safe. From the wolves, from the...
From the man in the woods?
Yeah. We're going to keep you safe from everything.
I know.
Good.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Pat King as Chester,
Miles Buha as Jamie,
Michael Turrentine as Wes,
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Mark Soloff as Silas,
Corbett Pasco as Maureen D'Souza,
Hillary Williams as Joey.
Written by Jessica Wright Buha.
Sound design by Alexander Danner.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer, Mel Ruder.
Associate producer, Ani Engdahl.
Unwell lead sound designer, Eli Hamada McElveen.
Producer, Haiti Souffrant.
Executive producers, Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. And a special thank you to our supporting producers from Patreon. Cam Benfield, Megan McLean, Carolyn Koskasten, J.D. Horn, Adam Goodman, Nick Keenan, Caitlin White, Calico Davis, and Steve Diamond. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Congratulations. You've reached the Amelia Project. A new life awaits. If you're not serious about this, hang up. If you continue, there's no way back. Leave your message after the beep.
Enter the offices of the Amelia Project and be ready for surprises, twists, and turns. Follow the Amelia team as they help their clients fake their deaths and come back with new identities. Each episode is different. Each client coming to the death faking agency has a unique story to tell. If death and disappearances, comedy and crime, mystery and magic sounds like your cup of cocoa, the Amelia Project is the podcast for you. Search for the Amelia Project wherever you find your podcasts. And remember, leave your message after the beep.